In late January, a federal judge ruled Alabama's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional, paving the way for same-sex couples to wed in one of the most conservative states in our nation. But Chief Justice Roy Moore at the state court level responded by ordering all probate judges and employees in Alabama to follow existing state law and not issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples or recognize same-sex marriages. Justice Moore is famous for his endorsement of a two-ton public monument of the Ten Commandments, defying a federal court order to remove it and eventually being removed from office himself. But he's back. In an interview on ABC earlier this week, Justice Moore was asked if he was worried about being on the wrong side of history.
Wrong side of history? Absolutely not. Did they stop with one man and one man, or one woman and one woman? Or did they go to multiple marriages? Or did they go to marriages between men and their daughters or women and their sons?
To discuss the curious history of states' rights and the federal courts in Alabama, Doug Jones joins us. He's a former U.S. attorney in Alabama. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Doug, I want to play something for you from 1963. It's very familiar to people in Alabama, maybe less familiar to other Americans. Here's former Alabama governor, the late George Wallace, back in 1963.
In the name of the greatest people that have ever trod this earth, I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Doug Jones, George Wallace argued that there was some sort of natural law which superseded the federal government, and he used that as a justification for segregation. Do you see anything similar going on here with Judge Moore?
Oh, absolutely. There are differences, but make no mistake, with regard to legal procedures and those kind of things. But in terms of the public reaction, the public statements of not only Judge Moore, but other public officials in this state, it's absolutely, the parallels are striking.
In a week where we're all grappling with the issue of what is or is not a hate crime, what is or is not racism, what is or is not xenophobia, is there something we need to understand about Judge Moore and this question of George Wallace, who's understood by history to be a racist?
Well, the main thing that I think people often miss is that George Wallace did so much just to advance his political career. The people that knew George Wallace well back in his college and early career did not believe he was racist. All of this was done to advance a political career, and there is a growing sense of feeling in this state that this is the same thing with Judge Moore, that yes, he does have these religious beliefs, but just like he used the Ten Commandments issue several years ago to advance a political career, which ultimately fell flat.
So intolerance in the pursuit of a political advantage is a federal crime, in your view, if he's defying the federal government here.
Well, when you say a federal crime, I mean, certainly I think that ultimately if he defies court orders, as he did with the Ten Commandments order from a federal judge several years ago, it could be an issue of sanctions. Whether or not somebody could be convicted of a crime is a whole different story other than just simply of contempt. But remember, Judge Moore is not a party to this lawsuit at this point. He is the Chief Justice. He is in issuing orders to state court judges about what they should or should not do with regard to this order. As we've gone on this week, these orders are getting clarified. More and more of the counties in Alabama are basically saying, Judge, you're wrong. We're going to follow what the U.S. District Judge in Mobile has said, and we're going to follow the law. So I think there can be sanctions. Whether or not it's a federal crime, though, I think is going to be I'm not sure about that.
Well, I was deliberately overstating there just to try to elaborate on what the question is here. But you mentioned the counties. From the perspective of the Supreme Court, is this states' rights idea settled law at this point?
If you're talking about from the U.S. Supreme Court, I don't think it's settled right now. I mean, most people believe that the handwriting is on the wall, that the U.S. Supreme Court this summer is going to basically overturn all of these gay marriage bans that have been passed across the country. And remember, most of these bans, Alabama's getting a lot of publicity right now, primarily because of Judge Moore. But so many of the states passed these anti-same-sex marriage constitutional amendments that have been overturned not by voters but by federal judges over the last couple of 3 years. And so I think the Supreme Court has to weigh in at this point. They've accepted a case, and this issue is going to be decided, I think, one way or another, barring some other act of Congress or some other constitutional amendment that is going to be floated around the country these days.
Now, I know you're a former U.S. attorney, and you speak with precision and value that. I understand that well. But what do you make of this language in this ABC interview of Justice Moore, where he says, do they stop with one man and one man, or one woman and one woman, or do they go to multiple marriages? Do they go to marriages between men and their daughters, women and their sons? What do you make of that kind of speech?
I think that that is hate-filled speech. I think that that is pandering to the folks in this country who believe that the president was born in Kenya. I believe it panders to the far right of people who are anti-federal government. And there is a segment of a huge segment in Alabama, but across the country, there's a segment of the population who is so anti-federal government that those kind of things, when they say they, that's what he's referring to. He's talking about the federal government, particularly the Obama administration. And it's the same kind of rhetoric that we have seen, particularly in the South and Alabama in the past. But I think you also see it. You see this today. You look around Congress, you've seen some of the same kind of rhetoric when you really think about it on the immigration issues and on other civil rights issues of the day. It's the same kind of code words that pander to the worst part of people.
Doug Jones is a former U.S. attorney and the man who led the team of prosecutors and investigators in the reopened historic cold case of the 1963 bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Doug, thanks so much.
My pleasure, John. Anytime.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.